are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Achieving financial independence isn't about hitting the jackpot or finding a get-rich-quick schemes. It's about smart choices, resilience, and a little bit of grit. For men today, financial independence means more than just security. It's about creating options, freedom, and a stable foundation for themselves and their families. So let's unpack the steps to financial freedom and how men can build the habits and mindsets needed for lasting security. We are joined on the line by my elder, Elder Baldwin Mwanga here, who's going to be helping with this one. Mdala, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. How are you, my dear moderator?
We are good and you. Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to speak to our dear listeners on financial independence.
Thank you. Before we start, Mdala, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Okay, shall we see God in prayer? Dear God, who dwells in heaven, our God by creation and by redemption, thank you so much for this great opportunity to sit at your feet to learn of you in matters which are very, very important in our lives to do with the financial independence. We know that finances are part of us here on earth and are very essential, even in the undertaking of your noble cause. Help us as presenters, help the dear listeners to grasp that which you want them to listen to. May your Holy Spirit be with us. Through Christ our Savior, we pray and ask. May we be done. Amen.
Amen and amen. You know, Elder, when we're speaking about money and financial independence, it becomes hard, you know, because economies all around, they are all not make sure. It's a lot, you know, that is happening in terms of the economies of different countries and what is happening. So what are some of the essential first steps, you know, that men can take or they can take when they are aiming, you know, to achieve financial independence, you know, regardless of whatever situation they're finding themselves in?
Oh, thank you so much. Indeed, when we talk about money and financial independence, it's very, very important, especially at this point of our lives, where there are so many calamities that take place, so many, even here in Zambia, we were hit by a very severe change in climate, which has left us almost helpless. But it's very, very essential that we be prepared for the unknown through seeing to it that we are independent financially. So, some of the steps that we can always undertake include the following. Number one, we need to know our finances. How much are we worthy? Not necessarily how much is our salary. Because this time around, we need to move from the perspective of depending on salaries to the perspective of being money owners. Okay, instead of working for money, let money work for us to make money. So we need to have that knowledge. How much am I worthy? From there, that is the foundation. When I have known my finances, how much I'm worthy, then it takes us to the next step. Of how am I supposed to use it, which is now translating into budgeting.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I have a budget, it will guide me on how much to spend and how much to save. Okay. When I make that budget, it must be guided by the next step of set goals.
Okay.
Okay. So that where I need to spend for basic needs is categorized, and where I need to invest is also categorized. Those are the goals that we are trying to bring together here. When we have done that with the knowledge of our finances, we need really to live below our means. not living above our means, because if we did that, it would lead us into debt, which thing must be avoided at all costs. If it can't be avoided, then at least it be reduced or paid off. Okay, that will lead us quicker to our financial independence. Then, as much as possible, through different projects, through different investments, through finding at least a notch of what you can do, which can be a money generator within your locality, let us increase our income. So, among others, these are very, very cardinal steps towards financial independence. Then when we have these, then we can now settle it down by seeking professional financial help to improve our financial literacy. Very, very important.
So when we have done that, Elder, how can someone work now to manage debt, effectively, whilst working towards their financial goals? I know that, sometimes it differs from country to country. For example, in South Africa, we have a huge credit facility situation. Everything you need credit, you get it, you don't need to worry about a lot of things. Whilst in other countries, it's a bit difficult, to get credit. So how do we now manage that debt so that we can be financial free one day?
Okay, one hindrance, as you have put it, my dear moderator, and as we discuss our dear listeners, one thing that is a mountain against progress in financial independence is debt. And the Bible adds something on debt also. If we considered Proverbs 22, verse number 7, where the Bible guides to say the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. When you accumulate debt, it means your freedom is taken away, your financial freedom. So we need to manage debt in a more and more profound way so that it really doesn't hinder us from progressing in the right direction where financial independence is concerned. And some of the things we can consider in managing our debt is, number one, reducing on our expenditure. Yes, we need to fine-tune our budget so that after we have deducted our pay off towards debt, we can still remain with something, one, for our personal use as a household. Number two, we can still spend something towards investment, because the most important thing that can lead us into financial independence and stability is investing in some sort of project or business entity. Number two, we really need to avoid at all costs to accumulate new debt. You know, there is a mistake which we usually make, that is of accumulating new debt in order to service the older debt.
Yes, yes.
Which means we are jumping from a frying pan into fire. So where it was pressing hard, we have added another load. Which means we have sentenced ourselves into life financial dependence. Yes, so in as much as it is hard, we know we should be alive to the fact that sometimes it's hard to cope up with the debt which we may have accumulated already. But let's try by all means to avoid accumulating new debt, because it means that we shall never be independent from those debtors. Number three, we need to increase our monthly payments where possible, as much as possible. Okay, where we are able to accrue a little bit additional income, let's not take it elsewhere.
Okay.
Let's aim at dismantling the debt, because when we are debt free, then we are indeed free and able to invest into now money generating programs. Yes, then the other point is we need to pay off the highest interest debt first. Okay, in a circumstance, some of our brethren, our brothers and sisters may be in multiple debt. Okay, so we need to set priorities. At least start with the highest rate debt. Because when you are able to sort out that one, then you can have a breather as you are sorting out the low interest rate debt. Then by and by, you are able to gain your freedom financially. Then the other thing, even among others, is to set our priorities. We know we have a debt that on our mind, let's not be extravagant in our expenditure, such that we dodge the payments of our debt, because by doing so, the interest will not wait for us. They will be increasing. So as we attend to what matters most, my dear moderator and our dear listeners, let's look into the issues of setting our priorities so that we attend to what matters most. Among others, that way we'll be able to manage our debt and have a highway towards financial independence.
So is it important, Elder, you know, to be financially literate? You know, because if we don't know how to budget, for example, is one of the issues of being financially literate, we're going to mess up. If we don't know how to avoid debt, we're going to mess up. So is it important for people to know how to be financially literate?
Thank you so much. Absolutely true. It's a very, very important, Madam Moderator. Financial literacy is not an option. It's a must to each and every one of us. Because when we try to demonize some of these things, the results will still haunt us. And ignorance is never used as an excuse for wrongdoing. So financially also is the same case. When you are financially illiterate, it means you are going to be doing things haphazardly, spending anyhow, without minding, without setting priorities, without putting first things first.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, your finances will have a downward mobility. So it is important, one, because it supports our financial well-being. You know, when you are financially sick, your whole being is sick. And I should be quick to mention that even worshiping God is some kind of difficult when you are not financially stable. Let's be realistic here, Madam Moderator, and for our dear listeners. That's why God has never encouraged poverty among his people. Look at the people he's been dealing with since the creation of the world. Adam, he had everything to work on towards independence financially. Talk about Solomon, talk about David, talk about Abraham, talk about Isaac. You can mention, when we get to the New Testament, talk about Joseph of Arimathea, talk about Nicodemus, talk about Paul the preacher. All those people were not people who were under somebody's charge financially. They were independent. So it will really help us, help our spiritual connection when we are financially stable. So it is important that we have financial literacy. Number two, it will build confidence in our ability to manage our money. When you are illiterate financially, you will not be sure of what you are doing or what you are supposed to do. You lack confidence in your management. So when you have financial literacy, you are going to gather all the confidence, the zeal, and you are going to have your head high even as you make program, because you make well-informed decisions. Very, very important. Another thing is financial literacy will help us to save money for the future. Okay, as the Bible puts it, my dear moderator, in Psalm chapter 37, verse 25, where God is speaking to us and guiding us, because some of these things we think maybe they are just things of the secular world, but they concern us also most, even as we are representing God on earth. The psalmist is saying, I have been young and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So it is out of financial literacy that we can prepare for the future. Future of ourselves, future of our generations, our children, our grandchildren, and other generations to come. Out of financial literacy, we'll be able to set priorities of this money should be invested. This money can be used for our immediate needs. This money can be directed towards debt restructuring, debt servicing, so that at least we are able to make decisions which will not make us regret at the end of the day. So it's such important, among other things, my dear moderator and our dear listeners.
Yeah. So looking at budgeting in Mfundisi, how does it now, you know, if you could share, for example, some strategies to best budget, and does it really help with financial independence? I mean, like really now, you would know, you can just go with paying your things, spending money however you want. If there's something left before the next one comes in, you put it into saving, or we really need to budget. And what are those best strategies that we can use when it comes to budgeting?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Budgeting really plays a very, very important role towards financial independence. Because without a budget, then you'll be doing things out of impulse. Okay, whatever closes your eyes, you would want to have it. And as long as you check your account, it has a balance, then you'll be able to purchase that thing. But at the end of the day, by the end of your shopping, you realize that you have purchased almost everything, but there is no meal in the house, which is very, very important. Foodstuffs are not up to date, because you worked out of budget. So budgeting, number one, we really need to consider our wealth, our income, how much finances do we have, so that as we budget, we'll be budgeting in line within that context. Okay, very, very important. When we do that, then it will allow us to keep our spending to a reasonable level. You will not go beyond what you can afford. Okay. Number two, it will lead us towards financial independence, because it will provide us with a fuller picture of our finances. Okay. As I said in my preamble to say, on the role of budgeting towards financial independence, to say the budget will be a mirror which will remind you of what you have and what you don't have. Which means you are going to know what really you are supposed to purchase and what you are not supposed to purchase, how much you are supposed to invest and how much you are supposed to save, so that you'll be independent. You will not become a slave to your lender.
Yeah.
The next point is it will help us spend less. The budget will help us to pay off our debt and build up our savings. Without a budget, you only realize that you haven't honored your obligation towards your debtor when the money is fully spent. Then again, it will drive you back into looking for other lenders so that you'll be able to service the former, I mean, the area debt. Which thing we have warned against to say, as much as possible, let's not accumulate more debt when we are servicing some other debt already.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and the last amount what we can capture because of time is debt plays a very important role. I mean, budgeting plays a very important role in financial independence because it will control our finances. Everything that we do with the finances will be controlled by our budget. And a budget is made by us. So if you wanted to make it and still not use it, it will still be up to us. So this calls for financial discipline and respect to our budget.
Yeah.
That which we budget for should not by any means overrode.
Yeah.
Yes, very, very important, my dear moderator.
So how can men now, you know, and I'm loving, you know, the points and the practicalities, you know, that you're bringing forth when it comes to this. So how can men now, you know, make long-lasting financial plans that align, you know, with their careers as well as their families? I was listening to something this morning on my way to work. You know, they were speaking about how, for example, some family members would reach out to other family members to ask them to help with their children, as an example, to paying off. And someone made a comment that if you can't even take care of your child, why are you making children? You know, the other one was like, if you can't marry your wife, why are you even wanting to get married, asking people to contribute for your lobola? You know, stuff like that. So how can men now make those financial plans ahead of time, saying that I'm going to get married, I'm going to need X amount, I'm going to have children. Even those children, how many children do I need? If I need two children, it's going to need me per month, for example, to add an extra maybe 2,000 rand or 2,000 kwacha to my budget and everything else. How can they now make those plans, and how practical is it?
Thank you so much. Thank you. I have liked the points that you've highlighted. Mm-hmm. You know, to be a man, it means to be a man. There's no better way it can be said. A man who is not financially independent is a woman in disguise. So as men, let's not comfort one another, massage one another around poverty, around financial dependence on another person, be it your wife, be it your relatives, be it whosoever. When God created us, he said, I've created a man. And in the first place, God, before giving Eve to Adam, he gave Eden to Adam. And that's where we are missing it as men now. Let's be realistic to one another here. We are rushing into coming up with families, finding the Eve before Eden. Having children before working on the land.
Yeah.
So when we rush things, you know, sometimes I laugh, I read and hear about people who would make a very big wedding. But ask them how much they are prepared towards the same. It's nothing. Everything must be done by the church. Oh, no. Who does that? Then you are not yet a man. Be among boys. Be among boys. Being a man, my moderator, is not about age. It's about what you are able to do independently. You know, you can't be bringing children on earth just because God said that, go and multiply. You heard that commandment very, very well. We appreciate that. But before Adam procreated, before Adam multiplied, he had to increase what he was told in terms of financial stability. So before we can bring children, it's not fair to bring children for others to raise. We are not employed in that category. So we really need to go back to Eden in terms of these issues. So how can a man be independent and make plans and goals which are in line with both his career and personal life ambitions? The first thing we need to use the word smart, Madam Moderator.
Okay.
As a man on smart, we have S where we are required to be specific. What do we really want? Yes, what do we really want to do? Okay, if you are investing in agriculture, be specific. Not you want to do all things, then all things are going to fail. But when you are specific, then the chances of winning are high. And that which we put up as men, let it be measurable. Not just because I want to do this. Okay. Plan B, which you cannot even measure. Okay. Then is it attainable on A? Are you really able to do that which you want, that specific thing, that which you've measured? And are you realistic on R? Let's not cheat ourselves, okay? Some people would want to start bigger than what they can afford. And until they did that, they would sit back and wait. Look at our African countries mostly. Most of the things, especially agricultural products that we use in our countries, are actually imported from other countries. It's Mayor X, somebody said that when I was observing how our country is actually importing eggs from other countries, I started asking myself to say, have our chickens forgotten how to lay eggs? Know, one would wonder and ask themselves that question. Does it mean that even moderator keeping chickens layers, which comes at most times are fed by our locally produced feed, become so difficult, become so unattainable, become so unrealistic? And out of those simple things, people grow big. So after we have done all that, let's be time bound. It's not just that I will do this. You know, tomorrow I'll do this. The other day I'll do this. Today was tomorrow yesterday. So if you don't set your time properly, you continue postponing, and time will not wait for you. And one precious thing God has given us, which we are actually stewards for, is time. We shall be questioned on how we use our time. So let's find that notch. Even if it is small, just find it. Okay. As long as it aligns itself to your career and ambition, let's run away from the thinking that unless I'm in formal employment, white collar job, all millionaires and billionaires of this world are never employees. Instead, they found something small where they capitalized and they became employers. Let's run towards the same, especially us, the church, especially us, dear listeners, wherever you are listening from. Very, very important. I'm not encouraging us to quit our jobs, but let's use our jobs to help us to be financially stable. And you can never be financially stable until you become an investor. Your own thing. You make your own money. Then the other thing after the smart, we need to stick to our values and priorities. Let's not be blown away by any wind that blows. Let's have our integrity. Let's uphold what we want to achieve. Let's sync our ideal life with your life lived. Today, you know, some people live an artificial life just to please the onlookers. If your priorities and values do not allow you, don't drink that expensive drink. Drink that which your values are actually guiding you to. So you can please people on the streets when it pains at home. What have you done? Then you become like a tomb which is out on the outside and contains dead and rotten bones inside, as the example of Jesus Christ. So it's very, very important that as men we try to think through these things. And indeed, it's not an option, it's a must that we become financially independent. That's when we are going to bring up families which will strive to reach higher goals in life. That's when there will be peace at home. Believe you, my sister,
yeah.
Where there is no financial independence, even peace is scarce. When people want to marry, though we are not getting into courtship and marriage, they will cheat in sickness and poverty, in hunger, in whatever, I will love you. Those are just mere empty words. And those should not encourage laziness in us just because my wife told me that even in poverty she will be with me. No, there will be a time when need will arise, which will need money, and it will not need your wife or your love or your whatever. We need real money. As Christians, we need real money as Africans, not money that is worked for, but money that has come because our money has worked for it.
Fundis, Della, see, I'm saying Fundis, it means it's coming. Elder, thank you so much. You.
We thank God, my own moderator. We thank God indeed.
No, this was a lesson and a half, and we do thank you for that one. Someone saying, yeah, they promised indeed this wife that they're going to be with us. So thank you so much, Elder. I'm going to ask that, can you please do offer a word of prayer for our men so that, you know, they know how to plan in terms of financial matters? And also maybe, you know, something we didn't quite touch on, not to be over pressured. You know, because sometimes they get over pressured and they do things that they are not supposed to do to get this money. So if you can just please do pray for them.
Okay, thank you. Shall we pray? Dear God Almighty, thank you for this good, wonderful time that you had given and told us to propound on some issues, very important issues to do with financial independence. You know, as men folk, oh Lord, you put us to be heads of families. And one way that can make our work easier is you, oh God, when you are in us, when you are with us, when you are guiding us. And that guide, oh Lord, can even be helped more on this planet Earth when we are financially independent. We pray now for our dear men. Number one, others may be so worried that they are planning some evil things in order to get finances. May you help such a one. That, Lord, they may not have that undertaking. Others, oh Lord, are already on the right trajectory. They are trying and pushing harder, but things may seem to be dragging. Oh Lord, help them to break through. Others, Lord, are already financially stable and the devil is bringing evil thoughts that they forget where they have come from and spend carelessly. Shield them also from the evil one. Above all, may you tie us together, that, Lord, you may help us through financial retreats, through such lessons and many more lessons that will come our way. Oh, Lord, to work hard more and more work on our part as men folk, as we guide our families, that, Lord, we shall have financially independence, and as well as, oh Lord, be able to bring up our families to the best of your expectation and support your noble cause also. May you bless our radio station, which is doing a very great work over the world. May you bless my moderator. May you bless the listeners and meet us at our various points of need. At the end of it, oh Lord, after you blessed us on earth, may we be able to find ourselves in the heavenly kingdom. Through Jesus we pray, may all we be done. Amen.
Amen and amen. Umdala, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
My pleasure. May you be blessed too, my dear moderator. Thank you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.